and welcome to Everything Scary at 3 a.m. My name is Mandy. With me, as always, is John.
Howdy.
And I'm excited because this is actually one of the times that we get to talk about one of the shows that I really love, which is Tales from the Crypt. Yay! Tales from the Crypt. So, I remember this from whenever I was very, very young. I probably shouldn't have been watching it, to be honest, because there is a lot of sexual shit in Tales from the Crypt. And, like, the one that I remember, I actually, while I was trying to find, like, an episode to do for this one, I actually ran across it. And it was, I don't even remember what the heck the name is, but it has Ernie Hudson in it. And it has, oh my gosh, Ernie Hudson. I think it's the lady who played in The Crow, who was like the sister, the creepy sister, the one who with the eyeball. Anyways, her, and then another guy. And the other guy, I remember him being a flamethrower, and there was a gorilla in it, and there was a whole bunch of sex in it. And I'm like, why was I watching that? I was a baby, but I was definitely younger, like too young to be watching that shit.
Well, so I never watched it when I was a kid because it was on HBO, and like the only time I got to see it was when I think it went to Comedy Central or something like that. It got weird. It went to weird places.
I'm sure I didn't watch it on HBO because we didn't have HBO whenever I was younger. But yeah. I mean, shit, I didn't have HBO until, you know, now I'm an adult. So I don't even remember how I watched it, but I watched it somehow, and that's the one I remember. But that is actually not the one that we're doing today.
No, today we're going to be doing Season 6, Episode 1, Let the Punishment Fit the Crime. This one came out on October 31st, 1994.
Yeah, I picked a Halloween episode.
Yeah, and it's interesting that this one is, because this one is one of the ones that is actually based off an episode, an issue of the old EC Comics. This one's based off of Vault of Horror, number 33. I don't know when that one came out, but it was, you know, probably before the Hays Code. Because a lot of those things, like, it's so weird to go back and read some of these comics because they held nothing back.
They really didn't.
You know, people getting shot. There was all this other, you know, I understand now, like, why people think that kids are, you know, comics are kids' things. But definitely not back in the day.
Before, they were not. They were very, very adult. And, yeah, this one was definitely less of the adulty, though, in my opinion. Like I said, I was going through a whole bunch of them, and this is one of the few that didn't have nothing but sex.
Well, the interesting thing about this one is this is coming to us from a set of people. So the writers of this one, we're going to go ahead and talk to you about that first, because it's Stephen Dodd and Ron Finley, both of which were basically, this is their thing. Stephen Dodd was the creator of the series, and he did like 94 episodes of
Tales from the Crypt.
Tales from the Crypt, yeah.
Nice.
And then Ron, his only other writing credits were two episodes of Before We Ruled the Earth from 2003, which I think is one of those, like, speculative, like, documentaries. Like that one time Patrick Stewart did the thing on the dragons.
I do not remember that at all.
It was just like, oh, yes, and then we have the dragons come out here. And oh, that dragon is going to breathe fire.
What?
Oh, yeah. It was like if dragons were doing things, like, scientifically, like, we think that they can breathe fire because they have two glands in their mouths. They can breathe the fire.
That totally sounds like
one of those. Then the males try to do this thing.
Like the dragonology books, remember? Like those? Like with the cool, like, letters and shit in it. That's what that reminds me of.
And he also did an episode of The Watcher from 1995, which I don't even remember what that one was about.
Oh, don't
that was
ask
like
me.
A network TV show.
Both of those do not sound familiar at all.
No, but the writer, the director of this one is actually somebody that we would know not only because his early work was nothing but music videos, Duran Duran, Elton John, all those old ones, he was the director for it.
Mm-hmm.
But he is the director for Highlander, Highlander 2, The Shadow, and Resident Evil Extinction. This is Russell Mulcahy.
Cool.
And he was an Ozploitation guy. The reason why I found out about any of this stuff, because I didn't really care about the director of Highlander, mostly because of Highlander 2.
Did Highlander come out in 1986?
Highlander came out in 1986,
hey,
yeah.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
But he also did 1984's Razorback, which is the one about the giant
pig
out in the middle of the Australian outback, killing people.
I had no idea what it was about, but just the title alone. I was like, oh,
there's a Razorback out there.
It's Australia.
It's gonna kill us.
And it's a pig.
He's about yay big, yeah. You gotta be careful. Eat your Tim Tams kneel down by the... What was that?
Billabong.
Billabong, that was the one. I actually am really excited about this, seeing that he's the director, because I know it's either going to be a complete flop, like Highlander 2, or it's going to be just awesomely just out there. Like,
did he do Highlander 2?
He did Highlander 2. Now, he was the director. I don't know if he had any, like, creative... like input
liberties
for it,
or whatever.
Yeah, because I can't imagine this guy being like, you know what we need? Zeist is going to be the great. We're going to touch people with orange juice, going to rub it all over your face, and then Michael Ironside is going to fly down. It's going to be great.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not. But maybe he did. Maybe he was just like, yes, I'm going to have these guys fly down.
I like this one. I think you'll like this one.
Yeah, it's got a lot of interesting people in it too. Like,
It actually has what's her name? Catherine O'Hara. Yes, it has Catherine O'Hara, who is Delia from 1988's Beetlejuice, the one with Michael Keaton. She is the mom in 1990's Home Alone, who goes, Kevin, whenever she realizes at the airport in, where were they?
So Italy? In the first one, I think London? They were in New York.
Something?
They were going to Paris?
They were Paris, that's what it was. Right. Yeah, so they were like, they were going, like, on the way to Paris, and she's just like, oh my god, like, I left my son at home.
That's so weird.
I want to know what drugs the dad was selling to afford that house and afford to take that entire family.
With, like, five kids and the aunts and the uncles, too.
The aunts, the uncle, who were all assholes, by the way. Everyone in that family was a douchebag. And then she was also the voice of Sally in 1993's The Nightmare Before Christmas. We love Catherine O'Hara. She's wonderful. She was also in Schitt's Creek.
It's so weird to me that she was the voice of... Yeah, Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
But it's weird to me that she was Sally, because that was also the guy from...
Chris Randon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, was mm-hmm. That's so weird to me. I did not realize that.
And then Danny Elfman was actually singing.
Yes, which makes a lot more sense, because you can kind of hear some Oingo Boingo in the background of it. You're just
That makes
especially
sense.
Especially when he's like, yeah. You know, he's like doing all the weird, like, voice, like, meow.
That sounds like Tim Curry.
Danny Elfman is Tim Curry if he wasn't English. But it also has a couple of other people. Peter McNichol is in it. So that's Janosch from 1989's Ghostbusters 2. He was the lead Galen in 1981's Dragon Slayer, which I remember being a really weird movie that the English teacher put on at one point, because she's like, oh, it's PG, but it was like 81 PG, so
what
there was
English
nudity
teacher?
In it. I don't remember.
You don't remember her name?
Yeah, it was... one of the ones who didn't was the mean one.
Was she the one who was the bodybuilder?
No.
I had that one.
No, okay. Yeah, I didn't have that one.
Oh, okay.
And then also he was in 1993's Dracula Dead and Loving It as Renfield. He's the one who puts the spider in his mouth and he's like, she's just like, you just ate that spider. He's like, no, I didn't.
Stop it. That's so old. So gross.
We also have
I love that guy though. He's so great.
We have Joseph Mayer, who was in 1978's Heaven Can Wait, which is like the big one that he was in. He was also in 1994's The Shadow, which means this is not his first time working with
director.
Yeah, Russell Mulcahy. He was the Bishop in 1992's Sister Act. He also played the one-off villain Dr. Dorian in the Batman animated series episode Tiger Tiger.
Which we just watched.
Yeah.
We just watched that.
Because we were like sitting out and we were watching it and we're like, why does this guy's voice sound so familiar?
Oh my God, he sounds so familiar. What is
he's
it?
He's just like, of course. Yes, you have to kill him.
Now I need to know who he was in The Shadow.
He was Newbolt. He was the doctor. He was the main guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's who I thought he was. But yeah. Okay, got it.
But it's just
it.
So weird to me because he's so like, yes, of course, I've created the greatest tiger ever. It is amazing, yes. Now kill him, please. He needs to die.
What was his name? Tigress?
Tigress. It is the
kill
creation.
Him. Kill him, Tigress.
He is your prey. You must destroy him.
Kill him.
It was
can make you and I can unmake you.
It was like getting, like, you know, called out and threatened with murder from one of the Monty Python guys. It's like, we will kill you. You will die. Yes.
That's actually pretty accurate.
I will send my pig after you. We will eat you. Oink, oink. It was like, what the hell?
It's actually pretty accurate.
We also have Wesley Mann, who is a bunch of people, including Grady in My Stepmother's an Alien. We also have Kevin Cooney, who has an absolute ton of credits. Who was the Reverend in 1998's Bullworth. So that's the part, I think, when Bullworth was high as hell. I don't really remember what was going on with that. It was a weird show. It's a weird show. I wouldn't suggest it unless you really like Jada Pinkett, which, you know, who does?
Well, not anymore.
And then we have, of course, John Kassir as the Crypt Keeper.
Yes.
Kassir. I think I said it right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. He actually came out in an episode also of Tales from the Crypt, but he was, like, acting in it. And, like, not just as the Crypt Keeper, but he actually had, like, a role in it. Not in this one, but in a different one.
It's so weird to see, like, him and the guy who was the voice of Roger Rabbit in Demon Knight. That was weird, too.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes, 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 yeah. Yes. That's right. I remember. Yeah.
So, I love the amount of people who were in episodes of Tales from the Crypt. It was...
And directing.
Yeah.
Like, I came in here because I was freaking out because Arnold Schwarzenegger directed an episode of Tales from the Crypt. I think it was in season one or two.
There's the one where he was like, the old guy was swapping the body
parts. Yes, and he's like, Linda,
and he kept paying more money and paying more money, and she's like... Ah, yeah, but you're really old. Ah, yeah, but you're really old. And then, like, it turned out Linda was a complete gold digger, and he's like, oh, no, I spent all my money, and now I'm beautiful, but I suck. And I'm like, bro, you're still, like, swole as hell. Like, I get that she, like, took your old man
but he also,
body away.
But it was still funny because he still kept his voice. So he had, like, this swole body, and he's like, Linda, but I love you, Linda. And he had, like, this huge body and a tiny, weird voice. It was such a great episode.
That was a weird episode.
That was the runner-up to this one. Like, yeah. I genuinely, like, I loved that episode. So, we'll talk about that one later.
Yeah, maybe. But now we're going to go ahead and pause it. We're going to go ahead and get to this episode, which we did find on YouTube. Now, there are other places to find this, probably legitimate ones. I don't know if this one's illegitimate. Perhaps it is, perhaps it isn't. Doesn't really matter. Go ahead and check it out on YouTube. Otherwise, we're going to go ahead and pause it here, and we'll be right back.
Yep, be right back.
And we're back.
We are back.
So this one was, you know, this is kind of nice.
Did you like it?
I liked it. It was very
quick.
Yes. Quick was one of the words I wanted to say, but it tried to do a lot with what little it had. I think there's a couple of bits in there that they probably could have cut out. But what was the, so it's a little like the Dan Aykroyd movie, Nothing to Lose, combined with a little bit of kind of like, I don't know, maybe Christmas Carol, but not really, like, you know, you know, that Twilight Zone episode where the guy wants to beat the best pool player ever, and he does, and then he becomes, like, the best pool player, and he has to beat the other pool players. He's, like, the one that they have to beat kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
Where, so we have, was it Catherine O'Hara?
Mm-hmm.
She shows up at a place in, like...
Sticksville.
Yeah, I was right. It was, like, Stooksville. But then it was, like, Sticksville. I was like, oh, Sticksville. Yeah. Whoops. You know, kind of thing. And she's under arrest for improper license plate because it was Sue Me. Sue him?
Yeah, okay. Sue him.
S-U-E space E-M. Yes. Which is... the cops pulled her over for improper licensing.
Because there was only 5 letters whenever there needs to be 6.
But
and they're stupid.
Yeah.
And they don't know the difference.
They just wanted to get her. Like, that was the thing. Yeah. This is... So, we see kind of a couple of things around. We got a guy who is in the chair, which I thought was cute. He was in, like, full-on wheelchair, like, electric wheelchair. With a head brace and, like, body cast.
Which apparently happened because something to do with the government?
It happened because of him. Because he was... It happened inside the courthouse. That's why he wanted to leave.
Oh, okay.
So bad. Like, he's like, I want to leave. And that's why he's like, oh, God. Yeah, it took me a bit to get that one.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Oh, okay.
And then another guy... So people are getting yanked off to different places, including a sneezy guy. Who's getting pulled into room 4, or was it A or B? I can't even remember. Like, he didn't want to go to room A, but he got yanked into room A, and he was screaming. But he was rolling back the odometer on cars that he sold.
Yes.
Inside of the town where this shit apparently happens.
Because
we saw somebody being hung, and there was, like, a Corolla behind him.
It was obviously a recent one, and it's so funny, because it's 19-something, but the actual end, the 2 end digits of the year were like, burned out.
It's like, oh, yeah.
It's 19-something, and it looks like an old-fashioned picture, but then you look to the side, and there's, like, a little Corolla right there or something, like
badly,
a newer car.
Badly photoshopped in, too. It was, well, like, a collage.
Newer for the 90s.
Yeah. She gets pulled in, and Peter McNichol, or she's going to get pulled into the court, And Peter McNichol is her public defender. Peter McNichol is wearing a terrible,
just awful,
goofy.
It's like a
wig.
Yes, so it's a brown wig. Looks awful on him. A goofy set of glasses. A brown plaid. Oh my gosh, what do you call it? Tweed.
Tweed jacket.
Yeah,
probably,
yeah.
Like, or seersucker. I can't remember what it's called.
He just looks awful.
Well, so, and he's all disheveled and he all looks goofy, and he apparently went to Harvard. And he was, he was doing his soft voice the whole time. Like, of course we can do that. Yes.
Yes, because he's supposed to be like a pushover.
Yes.
He's a pushover.
And he was just going up there. It was really kind of funny because they finally get in there. And we got John Mayer, or Joseph Mayer, sorry, being the...
not John Mayer.
Well, so he apparently had called himself John Mayer at one point. That's why I was... Or maybe it was Joe Mayer or something like that. But he was the judge, and like the guy that he's dealing with is like, yep, she screwed up.
Oh yes, I'm sorry. We haven't actually established that they're brothers.
DA guy. Well, yeah. So we haven't gone to anything else, but she's able to get herself out of there pretty quickly, which is by saying, that space counts as a digit, which means that I can leave.
And they're like, oh, it is.
But
then this is actually wherever
Peter McNichol runs back in and like hands over a brief that had like just all of the terrible shit that she's ever done, because she apparently bankrupted a
pacemaker
company for like company. $54 million or something like that, which I'm like, wow, those are low numbers. But that was how, like, she was evil. Ah, she's clearly the evilest of evil.
She was, especially whenever the pacemaker only had like one time that it ever messed up. But she still went after them because she's like, well, my client saw that, and then he just got super upset, so I just decided to sue him.
Yeah, and she apparently made a lot of money off of it, and that was why she was evil. And this tweaked the judge so much that he decided to give her, instead of Peter McNichol, had talked him down to 10 lashes.
Yes.
And unfortunately, because that's the type of place this is. Like I said, it's very much like Nothing to Lose. And then the other one was, we're going to go ahead and try her under the actual statute, because they were going to try her under, do you remember what it was? It was something like silly. It was a public nuisance charge. Public nuisance charge was coming with 10 lashes. The actual illegal, driving around, which, they said that it was because she had a local government plate on, because it was five digits.
Yeah.
They gave her 100 lashes. So they're yanking her down to the place where they're going to give her lashes. And that's when Peter McNichol runs up and he's like, oh no, hey, the judge looked it up. And he said that you're good to go.
Your license plate did have 6 digits. And she's like, no shit.
Yeah.
Like, I told, you know what? You were the worst. You were the freaking worst. I would rather die than be you.
And she's running out, but then she gets caught by the cops because while she was upstairs, before the whole trial had started, she had handed off her card to somebody else.
Yes, who was apparently already being defended.
Yeah, which is apparently illegal.
It is. In this courtroom, it is illegal for you to advertise your business whenever there is already, you know,
like they already have counsel or something like that. Yeah,
being defended.
So Joseph Mayer comes back out. Different guy, though, because he's wearing his hair completely different. So,
and different glasses, I think, too.
I guess that's what it was, yeah. So it's kind of hard to see because it was not HD.
It was, oh my gosh, that, and it was all brown. Yeah.
Everything was kind of weird.
Dusty, just all dusty.
And they chit-chat. They finally, basically the guy's like, no, you're a complete asshole, and I sentence you to a year of pillory.
And she's like, what the fuck is pillory? And she said, fuck. Did you hear her say fuck?
Because it was on HBO.
She said, fuck. What the fuck is pillory? And there, he's like, no. We would actually like to try. This is what's his face? Janosch.
Yeah.
And he's like, we would actually, we're thinking about public service.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, there will be no public service. And
he
this is the second time.
Public service.
Yes, this is the second time that he's tried public service. And he's like, no public service. She's getting a year in the pillory or whatever.
Yeah.
So they yank her down there. She's in the little which I didn't realize this, what it's called, is a pillory. Yeah, so she's in the stocks.
Yeah.
And she immediately starts, like, losing her mind. Like, she starts seeing all these people who, basically, she got killed because she bankrupted the pacemaker company, and she did, like, she bankrupted, I guess, a nearby doctor for one woman, so she died from burns.
Oh, she couldn't handle taking care of it because he didn't want to pay for something. He had to pay for his malpractice, like, money.
And oh, yeah. So he
didn't get his license or something like that? I don't know. Like,
he charged more.
He charged more.
Yeah,
so this one lady couldn't get off. It. And I'm like, well, you know, why didn't you have the cow come in? It's like, you ate me because I was a burger at one point.
Gosh. Yeah,
like, you start, like, you killed not 0.03% of a person.
It did sound kind of angry, but
oh. I couldn't get a pacemaker. And I'm like, because no other pacemaker has ever existed ever.
They were reaching.
They were the only one.
They were reaching. But so she starts seeing all these people. And then she, you know, she's turning her head back and forth. She's seeing all these dead people. Then she looks straight ahead. And then there's Janosch. And Janosch is just like, hello. And he keeps doing that. And I just think it's the most adorable thing. Hi.
Hey.
And so.
Hello. I'm your buddy.
Hey, buddy. So he ends up telling her, oh, I got you. If you still want to try, we can annul. Appeal. There you go.
God, we can appeal. Like, these, I got your appeal. We can totally do it.
Court things. And, I don't know.
And she's like, get me out of here. Get me the hell out of here.
And so he's like, okay, cool. Come on. We'll go see the judge. And he takes her all the way around into, like, this weird area.
Courtroom C, which we have not heard before, but apparently that's the scary one.
That's the super scary one. Nobody wants Courtroom C. And it's because, what's his name? Joe Mayer?
Joseph Mayer is back in there again as a third person.
And he just looks disheveled as hell. Like, and he's like,
nope.
He's got, like, bags under his eyes. And he's like, you know what? I don't want to do that. You know what? But I do agree that the other two judges, they were, you know, they're completely
inappropriate sentence.
Yes. It was just,
you're going to be electrocuted to death. Enjoy.
What? She's like, what? No. No, no, no.
Your Honor, if I may, says Janosch as he walks up.
If I may approach the bench. Just check it for a second.
And he gets up and he's like,
and he's whispering.
And he's like, ah, okay, well, your public defender makes a good point. You are going to return home and be public servant?
Public service.
Public service for community service. Community service for an undetermined amount of time. And she's like, okay. And she, like, Peter McNichol's like, we should leave before he changes. And Catherine O'Hara is already at the door running out.
Yes.
And she makes it out the door, but
right into the electrocution chamber.
And she's like, wait, what? And there are, like, dead bodies all over the place, including the guy with the chest open because he couldn't get a pacemaker, the burned lady because she couldn't get a doctor, and now a guy with his arm flopped over his head because they needed somebody from central casting, I guess. This is when Peter McNichol walks up behind her. And she's like, no. He said that I could leave. He said I could go home. He's like, yep. And he's like, get the hell out of my way.
He's like, you are home. Congratulations.
Yeah. And he, like, sits down in the chair. He's like, light me up, boys. And he's, like, taking off his terrible rug on his head. And she's just like, wait, what's going on? He's like, oh, man, I was 10 times worse than you were. We didn't even go through all this legal trickery. We just bought off the jury. But I'm out now.
Enjoy. I was going to be stuck in here forever.
Yeah.
And he goes,
until you came along. Woo!
And then he gets electrocuted. And
roll on to.
Right about now is whenever Catherine O'Hara switches from her very, very fancy getup that she used to have to the exact same outfit that Janosch was wearing.
Yeah, in a...
Including the toupee.
And, yeah, the toupee was a little weird. And she was actually sounding like Janosch the whole time.
Like, no.
A little like Peter McNichol-y, like, hey, no. It was like, ah.
It was funny. It was really funny. So I really love this episode. I think it's great. It's short. It's sweet. Some of the things could have been more explained.
I want to say all of these could probably have used, because they're all running about 22, maybe 24 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
They could probably use the other 20 minutes. I think that would have been maybe a little too much.
Probably. Honestly, it's short and sweet. It's perfect. Short story, which is, you know.
What this does is kind of show me how much we've lost in terms of just watching the horror stuff, the short, quick, very fast horror. Mm-hmm. It was what do we have? There was a lot of money in this one. You know, I will say that the mid 90s like were the heyday for the anthology TV shows coming out. Like, not the best ones, because Twilight Zone came out in the 50s.
Right.
But the ones where the people are trying to recreate, because we had that, we had, there were so many different shows.
Monsters. And
Monsters. Like, you had, you even had the ones that were, like, kind of not like that, like Friday the 13th, the series, stuff like that. And they put in a lot of effort. Everybody in there was trying to act, at least. There was a lot of money in it because, everybody was interested in it. You also had Goosebumps. You had Eerie Indiana. You had Are You Afraid of the Dark? You know, there was horror everywhere you would go. And it was,
but it was fun horror.
Yeah, and it was usually an anthology because they just had short whatever the hells that they were trying to push out.
I think this one actually had, it looks like it may have had 3 episodes on the Halloween episode. Maybe. Because, it's like 3 of them say October 31st.
Could be. And that may be why I keep thinking that they're about an hour long. But...
Because there was like two episodes. Maybe they just dropped them.
Yeah, who knows. But, that's the thing. It was a lot of stuff. Like, you would get a lot of these things. And, what do you get now? American Horror Stories.
Oh, there's some good ones.
There's a lot of them that are out there, but they don't. One, they're all about an hour long, so they have way too much time to do stuff. Now, this one had more stuff that could have been done, but imagine some of those other ones where you're just sitting there and it's dragging and it's going so long and there's no fun. It's let's just be
misery,
terrible, and everything's horrible and nothing's good. Or they're being super twee and they're like, oh yeah, I hope I don't get killed. Oh man, I'm running like a blonde in a horror movie. Ha ha. And you're just like, oh, at least this took it seriously.
Or,
even though it was complete batshit insanity, right, it was still playing it serious.
Or unless it's one of those ones wherever it knew that it was batshit insane and it didn't take itself too seriously and it was more like a slapstick thing.
Yeah. And even then, though, like, the internal logics of it, even if it's being slapstick, it's not like winking at the camera and like trying to tweet something.
Oh, no. It was never like breaking the fourth wall. It was always just
inside of the thing. If it had like somebody get hit in the face with a pie, it'd be because there was a weird clown off to the side and he was probably going to try to stab you at the same time. But it's that kind of stuff that makes me miss these style of things, and it's probably terrible that we were watching these things, because now I'm like, oh man, do you remember? We got to sit through what? I don't know, 96 episodes of this. We got like how many episodes of The Twilight Zone? Oh my god.
It took me a while to find this one, to be honest, because this is season 6, which means I went through all the other seasons trying to find one that I was like,
we watched this is so perfect. Many other ones. Remember the one with we had just watched recently, probably last year, was the one with Bruce Boxleitner, Lovitz, and John Astin.
Yes.
Wasn't it?
Yes.
There were so many of these things with like, money. Like, people were doing like coming out and you're like, yeah, no, I'll
but
do
it's
this.
Always the actors though. In fact, I found one where Brad Pitt is in it. Brad Pitt and then oh my gosh, there was another guy. Oh, it's going to drive me crazy. I can't remember what he's on now. But he was like a bad guy for something, though. But man, it was such a good one. Like, he had to race Brad Pitt because Brad Pitt, like, kidnapped his daughter. And he's like, you're going to street race me. And this guy's older. And he's like, and his name was Iceman.
That's so weird.
And so, yeah, Brad Pitt ends up getting killed at the end. But I mean, it's such a fun, like, group of people who's always doing it. And that's what I love. And then the one with Ernie Hudson. Ernie Hudson was in that one.
Well, I mean, I'm just looking through these ones. So you got, we got Billy Zane and Martin Sheen. We got Anthony Michael Hall. Mm-hmm. We got Brooke Shields, Lou Diamond Phillips. You got
Priscilla Presley is in one of them.
Roy Calhoun was in one of them. Cheech Marin, Robert Picardo, and Frank Stallone. You got John Stamos. You got just a ton of people in here.
Which is
Richard
great.
Lewis.
Because everybody wanted to do that's scary.
Anthony's
especially because it was like the fun. It's just fun. Like, it looks like everybody had a lot of fun doing these, which is perfect.
Yeah.
And it doesn't happen as much now. Like, everyone either handles it like
they either take themselves too seriously, like they're no, we're not gonna do that, or they're constantly, like I said, winking at the camera, and I'm like, it's not ironic, stop doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely need more of these.
Yeah. I think that's the kind of problem. Or, you know, what was the terrible movie that we watched just recently, or we watched, like, the majority of? The Netflix one, where it was, like, the world was ending, and it was Julia Roberts and
Ethan Hawke. Yeah, that one just came out.
The problem with that one was, one, nobody acts like that in the middle of a terrorist, like, you know, something that's happening. You know, like, they're afraid of stuff. They keep, you know, you got the one kid who clearly has Lyme disease. Not wanting to talk about anything. You got the girl who will not shut up about Friends, but then she's like, what do rabbit ears have to do with anything? I would go, bullshit. She would know what rabbit ears are if she's watching Friends. Why is she watching Friends?
Mm.
You know, it's that kind of stuff. It's like, yeah, I wanted to go ahead and add these things in. It's all self-insert BS, not trying to scare people.
It was just weird.
Yeah, and that's, you know, not something that you see in these. You see absolute just
insanity. Yeah. And just craziness. Sleaze. It's fun.
You got weird angles on your camera angles.
There's one in this episode with Catherine O'Hara, whenever it like zooms in on her face three different times, and it keeps like going in, more in, and in, and in. It was fun. You
know, even the little dead people off to the side, the lady with the face off because she was burned or something like that?
I think she was burned.
And like you're looking at her, and she's like, I couldn't get a foot of the doctor. And I'm like, somebody went through probably about 7-8 hours of makeup for that.
Mm-hmm.
For like 3 seconds of them swinging the camera by her.
It was so good,
where you couldn't
though.
Even see it. Or the heart attack guy with the like the
with
no
the
heart.
Open chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was great. I was like, this is a lot of good stuff. And I would really suggest that if you can find the rest of these, I want to say that they're supposed to be.
They're all on YouTube.
On HBO. I think we found them on Tubi, too, if you really want to sit there and just say, binge these. Binge these to see what you lost.
The cool thing is that if you binge these, if you find them, if you pull them up on YouTube, then they also have monsters. They have, what were some of the other ones that we were, I mean, they have like, Are You Afraid of the Dark? Which, you know, obviously kids, it's not as adult as Tales from the Crypt, but they, I mean,
some of them
who
were
didn't
effed
love,
up.
Who,
what was the
pool
dead
one
man's
is one
float,
that you're,
yeah.
The pool one is one that you always
well,
forget
you know,
about.
There was that, there was the Pinball Wizard. There
Mine
was,
is the I'm Cold.
Yeah, that one was,
that one
that was
fucked
one.
Me up whenever I was younger. Like, I was like, what?
The Dead Station. I mean, there's a ton of them on there. But you can find those. You can find Night Gallery. You can find some of the newer ones. You can find some of the newer Quantum, Outer Limits.
Oh, yeah.
That were actually trying to be, like, more thought-provoking.
I did like those, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's, you know, you will fall down a rabbit hole, but it's such a good rabbit hole to fall down, though. Like, there's just so much cool stuff.
Yeah, you know, you're going to have yourself a good time. Or you can sit there and watch somebody do just terrible crap for, you know, 6 hours and just be like, ugh, wow, I can't wait until I get to watch this again next week on FX. Ugh. But what about you? Do you like these shows? Do you hate them? Do you think that they're, you know, overwrought? Or did you sit there and just start binging these as soon as you got home? Let us know. Reach out to us. ESAT3AM@gmail.com. That's going to be the best way to get a hold of us. You can get us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at ESAT3AM. Or go to our main website, ESAT3AM.com. And on there is going to be a little link that says voicemail. Leave us a voicemail. You can go ahead and leave us a voicemail. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, leave us a voicemail.
But until next time.
We'll see you soon. Bye.